everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Now, if you really want to eat and be merry, go to the Peanut Patch in Yuma, Arizona, or go to their website. It's open year-round. It's thepeanutpatch.com. You can shop anytime, anytime, even at 2 in the morning. If you've got a craving for a fudge or you got a craving for some peanut brittle, like that's the place to go to. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're in Yuma, Arizona, going on a road trip between October and April, you know, whether you're going to Yuma as a destination or if you're passing by on that big highway, definitely stop by and get some snacks and some gifts and some goodies because they got ice cream. They got homemade fudge. They got snacks, of course.
So good.
They've got all kinds of gifts. They have gift baskets and, you know, the holidays, you know, even Valentine's Day, birthdays, holidays, you know, Christmas. It's a good place to stop. So we're excited to welcome back our friend Donna George, who owns the Peanut Patch. And man, I think we celebrate the same anniversary. Donna, you took it over in 1997, and welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yes, we did, 97. So,
wow.
Just hard to believe it's been this many years already.
I know. It's so funny because every year around this time we, you know, regroup and have a conversation, and we were all going in 1997, you know, and we met you shortly thereafter. And but let's go back for those for the first time hearing about the Peanut Patch. This goes back to Yuma, Arizona, being an agricultural hub known for lettuce and winter crops, really huge in that industry. But peanuts were there way back when, too, and that's kind of how the Peanut Patch started, right?
Yes, it got started because the people who were homesteading the area, they call it the Mesa, they wanted to try some different things so that they could earn their property, and peanuts became a big industry for them. Unfortunately, we had some pests move in, you know, just before 97, and we had to stop growing peanuts. But yes, they were a huge industry from 1952 through 1996.
Wow. And so it stopped. I know you had White Flag come in, and that kind of changed the scene. But who started the Peanut Patch in the beginning? Who was the family?
Okay, that was Jerry and Franny DeDeer, and she's the one that made up our peanut brittle recipe, which is the number one seller in our store. Just, I'm sorry, that stuff is too yummy. It is so addicting. And
it's so good.
Yes.
You know, we call it Franny's Famous Peanut Brittle, made pretty much daily at the store.
It's so good.
And when you go on a tour, and I love that you do the tours, and I know that's happening January, February, March. Everyone, if you're in Yuma at 10 a.m., on Tuesdays and Fridays, you're going to want to do this. We've done it quite a few times, actually, and brought friends in and travel writers, and you take us through and actually teach us about the peanut. A lot of us think there it's a nut, and it's not. It's a legume. You tell us how it grows, but you really get into the history. But the end part, you take us into the kitchen, that big, giant slab of peanut brittle. Like, you want to dive into it, and you basically have to hold everybody back because the first thing we want to do is
touch.
Like, it just grab looks so delicious. I mean, how big is that piece of peanut brittle? That's huge. That's
huge. That one is 17 pounds. Each batch, that's a full batch. So, and that marble slab, of course, is beautiful that we pour it out on. And that's kind of the uniqueness of our peanut brittle. You know, you can use other methods anymore. They do cooling tables where they have water cooling it, but the old-fashioned way is still the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like ice cream, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you make ice cream, too? You serve ice
cream?
You make fudge. You make fudge.
We make lots and lots and lots of fudge. Lots of flavors, you know, flavor of the month. So the flavor of the month until the end of November is pumpkin.
Ooh.
Then we go to cranberry, which people love our cranberry fudge.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's awesome.
How many flavors do you have? Like, that is like the, how many flavors do you think you've created?
You know what? I've kind of lost count, Lisa, but it's like 180.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, it's like 180 different flavors.
You could spend all day looking at what kind of fudge you want.
Tasting it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the table, I think she can put about 35 to 40 flavors on the table at one time. So some of them, you know, come in and out. They'll be in for a short while.
Wow.
And then something else takes its place so that we can rotate, you know, other flavors through. And one of the new ones she's done that has really taken off is pistachio fudge. Now, we don't put pistachios in it, which is odd, but the recipe calls for walnuts. And but the flavoring is really good, and it's become a real popular one.
Wow. So now this is something you ship year-round, right, is fudge. You can do that.
Well, as long as we have it made, because it's hard to make in the summer because you can't just make a pan. You have to make a batch. And a batch is a pretty good amount. So, however, heat, you know, you can ship it in the heat, you know, because, you know, in the summer here it gets a little warm.
Yeah.
And fudge doesn't melt like chocolate candy does. So, yes, as far as that part of it, we can. Provided we still have some, we definitely can ship it even in the warmer temperatures.
And everyone, Yuma is known as, is designated the world's sunniest place on earth by the Guinness World Book of Records, Guinness Book of World Records. And so, I mean, it is hot in the summer, but you know, a lot of visitors go there for, I know from Europe, you know, when, you know, normal days.
They don't, they don't mind.
They want to feel it. They want to feel the heat.
They do.
And honestly, having been to the colder parts of our country.
We get it.
I want that.
We get it now.
My body is in Yuma temperature, Tucson temperature, 29 palms, Joshua Tree. My body understands desert and coast. It doesn't understand, and I understand
cold.
Snowbirds. I understand, and I understand why you seek sunshine.
Yes.
I really do. And you need to go to Yuma. It's sunny year round. It's wonderful and a beautiful destination. You've got the Colorado River. You've got shopping, a beautiful historic downtown. Obviously, you've got to go see Donna and load up on candy. That's the other thing. You've got candy. This is not like, you know, in Halloween, you go down your wall. Oh, I didn't want to say the big store names, but you go down the typical grocery store. It's not the same candy. We're talking real candy. You want, like, you remember when we were kids, we'd go to the candy store and they, you know, the penny candy and all of that. I mean, it's not penny candy anymore, but I mean, when you can find candy like this, I am a kid in the candy store, kid in your store. It's dangerous.
It's fun. And we carry some of the nostalgic stuff. You know, we try to find stuff that we had when we were kids. And, you know, several of my clients that are my customers are in the older age bracket. And it's so fun to see something we had when we were kids and say, I remember that, you know. And it, of course, makes for conversation. But don't forget, we also carry healthy stuff, Lisa. We have granolas. And we have almost every nut there is. Because we're pretty nutty over there, you know.
I was going to say, are you talking about us? No, like we'll be back, and you can, the nuts are back in the house. But the healthy, you do have a good balance. Because even candy, you have sugar-free candy, too. Because a lot of us watching sugar, which is so cool to have sugar. Yeah, sugar-free. But, you've got, now, soups. Tell us about the soups, because I remember you having the traditional Southwest soups, the Anasazi beans, and like Native American South, like you just don't see it outside of the. I honestly, we've traveled the country, Donna. We don't see it. It's so rare.
Well, and what we've found is really our soup line is just going crazy. People are back into cooking. I think. I think the pandemic made people, you know, dig out the old recipes and, you know, enjoy making something that they could enjoy with the families. And so our soup line that we have two different ones that are, you know, we can hardly keep them stocked because they're just selling out. And there's probably 25 flavors, different soup mixes. And we've tried them at the store. I can feed my entire crew with one packet of soup
Wow.
You know, like that they bring a little sandwich with it, bowl of soup and a sandwich, and they're good for the rest of the day.
Wow.
So our soups are really awesome.
That's great for families.
You know, we've got, it is really good for families. And, you know, even somebody who lives alone, they can make it and freeze the leftovers in, you know, single servings, and then they're ready to go. All they have to do is take it out and warm it up.
You know,
that's the whole meal.
Yeah, my grandmother, when there was leftover soup, would put it in the ice cube tray. And she would take those and use those as, here, she'd make a sauce and then go get a couple ice cubes and throw them in. And it was, seasoning. Wow, I haven't thought about that for years. She used to do that all the time.
Yeah. That sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing I learned, too, about Yuma has this summer tradition. You know, Majul Dates, Yuma, Arizona, has, you know, the royal Majul Dates. And I know that there's some up in the other area of Southern California, too, but these are a little bit different quality-wise. The quality of Yuma's dates are, you're just not going to find it in the rest of this country unless it's special import. So you go to thepeanutpatch.com to get them. One thing I know when it gets hot in the summer is to, you know, talking about Nancy in the freezer, you take the Majul dates and you put them in the freezer. And then when you want a treat, you bring it out. And instead of having, you know, stuff you're not supposed to have, you could have a frozen Majul date and it'll melt in your mouth. It's better than a candy bar. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And healthier.
Better for you. Yeah, better for
you.
And it's but dates are good for you. I know they've got a lot of sugar in them, but it's natural sugar, which is different than processed sugar.
Yes, and they have vitamins, they have minerals, they have a lot of fiber in them. So, yeah, they're actually very good for you. And I have exciting news, Lisa.
Oh,
yeah.
We're doing our own brand.
Oh,
of Majul dates? Your own dates?
Of Majul dates, yes. We've teamed up with a local grower here in town, and we're working very closely together and forming our own brand of the Majul dates. So
exciting.
They'll see Peanut Patch dates. And so we're, you know, having a lot more quality control, hands-on right at, you know, our people are having hands-on, so we make sure that we're getting out the best of the best.
Oh, maybe you can take a date, a drawing of a date, and make it into like a little lady, and she could date Mr. Peanut.
Yes. That would be awesome. Because, you know, we always say if you want a good date, we have the best.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
So,
you do.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Make her a little Mrs. Date and, or Miss Date to go on a date with Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that.
Speaking of which, how's Priscilla doing?
Oh, Priscilla's doing good. She just met some ravens last night. She's been out listening to live music in Lake Worth, Florida, like a dirty little girl. No, she's been good. She's not all dirty.
She's a party
animal. She's been actually, we've kept her kind of low-key. Priscilla, everyone, is our Love Your Park Tour travel mascot. She's a pink sock monkey, highly decorated. And goes around.
Yes.
She likes Mr. Peanut. And it's really not Miss, it's Senor Peanut when you go to Yuma, to the Peanut Patch. She has a little, you know, soft, tender spot for him. But she tends to, I don't know,
she's a player.
We have to, she's like a 16-year-old teenager. And she hasn't changed. I mean, in all her, she's over 10 years old now. Think about that. I mean,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now we're, you know, with the pandemic, I'm like, you're an elder. We have to watch out for you even more. No, she doesn't agree with that. But she is a teenager still.
We're going to have to do a birthday party for Priscilla.
We can. Yeah. Her birthday is my birthday. So we will. Next year we'll do it because it will be, that will be a special birthday. And actually, she is 10 years old this year. This, when my birthday,
amazing.
In August, she turned 10. So next year will be her 11th year. And she now has a dress. She has shoes. She's decorated with badges. But, you know, because of COVID, we've had to kind of not pass her around, you know. But we're getting a little bit better. And But I do know she does miss Mr. Peanut, and she would like to see him. And hopefully we'll see you in February, and they can have a little, you know, Mr. Peanut Priscilla time, and maybe she'll have to get over the fact that there'll be a Miss Majul. You know.
I guess she will, huh?
Mm-hmm. They'll have to be friends and get on with it. And And Priscilla does know she's the passerby, so let the two have their solid dating time.
Well, don't forget she's a monkey and she eats both dates and
meat. Yes, she does. She does.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, she's doing well in Florida because there's palm trees like in Yuma. And there's iguanas. Papayas, but and alligators. So once in a while, we kind of feel like we should let her go swim with the alligators, and then we go, all right, we'll be nice.
I don't think so.
Get mad at us. I know. What will happen if something happens to Priscilla? People will literally get mad at us. Like, we think about that. They would.
I do think they would be very upset.
Mm-hmm. I remember we were on somebody else's show talking about the Love Your Park tour as we travel, and he's, you know, Priscilla comes up and he goes, well, you know, when you're done with the tour, which obviously we're you know, never going to stop this. He says, you should auction off Priscilla. And it was like, how dare you say we auction off Priscilla? Like, would you get rid of Senor Peanut?
She's part of your family. Like, he is mine.
Yeah, you can't get rid of your master. They're your buddies. They're your family. All right. So I do have to talk. The holiday season is here, so gift baskets and that's got to be already happening.
Yeah, tins. We've got lots of different gifts, and we have a lot of souvenirs, Lisa. A lot more than what you've seen recent. You know, in your recent visits. We've become kind of a place for people to come and find Arizona souvenirs, Yuma souvenirs.
Cool.
And we're even carrying Yuma High crimware from the Yuma High School, helping support some of our kids. I have two grandkids that are criminals at the Yuma High School, and, you know, crimware is known nationwide. So.
Well, tell everybody, those who think, okay, when you say your grandkids are criminals. And crimware, we got to just say this is good criminals, because you've got to think about the Yuma Territorial Prison. It is a very famous prison in Yuma, historic. It's part of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. It's a state park. And you can go in there and see where, you know, oh, my gosh, where scorpions were dropped on the prisoners. There's some notorious gangsters, including Pearl Hart, who spent time there. It is, if you like prison history and even ghost history, you've got to go to the Yuma Territorial Prison.
Yeah,
it is cool. But at one point, after a fire from the school, the high school kids, you know, after it was an actual working prison, and they still get calls, by the way, to this day for inmates, and there's a different prison for them now. But the high school kids were there in the prison, right? At one time, went to school on the prison grounds.
For about 2 years, they had to use the prison because it was the only thing that was large enough to house the kids.
Wow.
So, yes, they did attend school at the prison, and that's kind of how the criminals became about. Yeah.
I think it's cool because in a way it's like, you will behave yourself. You see those cells? You don't want to see yourself in there. Don't you do it.
But
it had to get them interested in history, like who
I would imagine it did, who had been there.
I mean, I would be all over that. I would like, dude, I want to go to school.
Yep.
But now the Yuma criminals,
I don't know if you ladies
team,
know this,
right?
I don't know if you guys know this, but that is the only school in the whole country who has a copyrighted logo.
I did not know that.
It's copyrighted. That crim head is a copyright that belongs to Yuma High School.
Wow.
So the football team was called the criminals because of the prison, the prison history of them attending school in a prison. Just to make that clear so people don't think we're like, yay, criminals.
Well, in Yuma, to be a criminal is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
So the school's been around since 1909, and people just love our history, you know. So we brought a little bit of it into the store to And then I get to share the story, you know, with people. Yeah. Hey, do you know why we're the criminals? And so it's kind of fun to share some history about Yuma, about other parts of our community. You know, it kind of opens the door to share about other things in our community, other things to do. And it's a great tool. And 100% of those proceeds go right back to the kids. We're supporting booster clubs for band and swim and several sports. So
That's nice of you.
Yeah, it's a great thing. We're really enjoying it.
That's awesome.
And by the way, there's a post office in the peanut patch. So if you wanted to just ship something right there, I think this is so convenient and very smart, Donna. You were saying before we hit the record button, you said, oh my gosh, like when you buy something or if you're just dropping even a postcard, because you sell real postcards, people, like real ones. Remember old school road trip postcards? You can get them. And you can send them, and from the post office, right there, write your note, send it off if you're on a road trip. Come on, the Great American Road Trip is back, and it's thriving.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
So, but what happens when it goes from the peanut patch, it doesn't just say Yuma, Arizona. It says the peanut patch on there. The stamp is the peanut patch. You have your own postal stamp.
I do.
That's amazing. Wow.
That's cool.
That is so cool. But there's a lot of work that for you guys, you know, behind that.
Well, you know what? We love it because there again, you know, customer service, we help lots of people with different things, you know, and try to help them do it the best way, make sure it goes the way it's supposed to. And it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun. It's just added another service to our store, which, you know, makes people feel more homey and so.
You know, with us traveling full time, I think we are the two people who will stand up and say, if you're not looking at customer service, close your doors. Because I have to say, customer service is the premium thing. You can have little things that go wrong here and there, but if your customer service team isn't playing the game right, it's gonna hurt you. But if you have good customer service, you can make anything that's wrong right, and you're there for the customer, you can tell. We know the difference. I can promise you we know the difference in customer service, be it hotels, retail shops, whatever it is. If the customer service isn't there, you're not really an entrepreneur. You're not really a business.
Yeah, I think it needs to be stressed more and more.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's great that you have the online store. So when people go to thepeanutpatch.com, just saying, nudge, check it out. But, you know, come on, it's small business shopping time and everything. So, you know, you can do it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are also, you know, normally travel Southwest in the winter, in the fall, winter, but may not be doing it because of COVID. You can still go and get your Yuma treats that way, and you can call too. And that's the difference. Like, you can call the peanut patch. You can, and they will answer the phone. And it's a very hard thing. You can't do that on Amazon very easily. I'm just saying, you know, we do much. I'm not knocking Amazon. It's got a service, and people are, like, addicted to it like they are Facebook, and it's just the way it's part of our life, same as Google, all of those things. However, when you go on Amazon, you're buying the same thing everybody else is buying, you know? So if you want something unique, go to the unique shops and the mom-and-pop shops and whatever we can do as a society. It is so crucial to do, and you know, Donna's gone out of her way to have the online shopping cart to make it accessible to everyone. It's good for her business, but we also know how much work goes into that.
Yeah.
And so you can support small businesses, whether in person or online, please do. I'm not trying to rant or anything. I'm pleading from my heart to do so because we're going to one day wake up, and what are we if we are not having that human connectivity in regards to the shopping's got to be fun. It's more than sitting at your computer. You can travel on your computer if that's the only way you can travel, but it's not the same as actually being on the road and traveling and going for a day drive. A day drive on your computer is not the same. So I'm just saying, You need to have that.
You miss a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's cool that you're year-round this way, too. Because I think a lot of people want to have restocks. Have you seen that over the last couple of years that people are like, oh, I wish you were open, and now you are. Like, I can restock on some of my favorite treats.
Exactly. Yeah, we're seeing more and more of our online doing better. Mm-hmm. And, of course, like you said, we've been where we've had to be shut in, and so people were able to order. And even local people were ordering online, so that made it fun, too.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
cool.
Awesome.
And the shipping is. Are you seeing more people from up north and in the Midwest area doing
Canada
more online
is
shopping?
Open, and we're seeing our Canadian friends. So
that is
it's
fantastic.
Awesome to see them. Yes, they've been rolling in pretty steadily this last week.
Cool.
Oh, really?
And,
so as soon as the gates
so
lifted, it's
to be
like
able
we're
to
out.
Come back. Yeah. Exactly. Well, they've been so closed in. They're just glad to be out and getting to check on their places here in Yuma. Several of them own lots or homes, and, some of them couldn't come down last year to check on their place. And, it's hard when you can't see your property and make sure that everything's going good. And I know they have good neighbors around them, but it's still better if you can come in yourself. And so we're getting to see a lot of our Canadian friends come back, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
No, that is cool because it's, they may be a seasonal, but they're seasonal friends. They come in.
Exactly.
They're part of the community. It's true.
And they get involved in a lot of things. You'd be surprised at how many of them volunteer at our different things that need volunteers, whether it be like the Crossroads Mission where our homeless are, serving a meal out there, helping them out there, donating to them, the food bank. Businesses and stuff like even the Visitors Bureau going down and volunteering a couple hours to hand out flyers and give people directions.
Nice.
They're a part of our community as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I love that you say that.
It hurts us when we miss them.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the whole world
obviously financially, but
But
then they, like I said, they put back into our community as well.
That's, I think, the biggest thing that's changing in travel now is people are starting to really have something that transforms them and changes them. It's not just about sustainable tourism. It's about, I want to go and do something. So if someone comes to Yuma, it's not just about doing all the fun things like canoeing down the river. Maybe it's like, you know what, I'm going to canoe down the river, but the next day I'm going to go back and volunteer to clean out invasive species. And when you do those kind of volunteer things, you actually learn more about an area. Nancy and I, as we travel the country, pet sitting turned out to be the best thing. I mean, I wish we knew about, we should have done this 10 years ago,
Yeah, we should.
Because you get your hands into a community, you have to learn, because of having responsibility connects you in a deeper way. And that's what it is us now. And that doesn't mean you don't go to hotels. We go to hotels. We go to bed and breakfast, especially, and independent hotels as much as we can. And a lot of people, if it's a franchise, don't forget, that's still a business owner behind that.
That's right.
So you can't just go the big block, this and that. But you support those business owners as much as you can. But it is about jumping into the community as much as you can, even the community events versus the big fancy ones all the time. Go to the actual small bake sales and, there's the corn event we went to in Somerton. But it helps the kids helped an entire high school be built. Like seriously, going to a corn festival built a high school.
That was too much fun.
So
yeah, it's well on its way.
Yeah. So I think that's
wonderful. And
we have
the Tamale Festival coming up in December, so.
See? Ooh. Mm. Oh, I miss the Southwest now.
I believe it's
now.
The 18th, and oh, man, I can taste those yummy tamales.
I'm going to miss the Southwest now. This is bad.
And
we're
going to have a winter bash at the Peanut Patch, too, on the 11th of December.
Oh.
We're starting to put it together, so,
everyone,
smaller vendors get a chance to showcase their products.
Oh, nice.
So everyone, thepeanutpatch.com, December 11th, 2021. because I know these podcasts go out there for years. And go to follow them on Facebook. They stay up to date with, you know, everything on Facebook. It's great to follow them there. And, of course, you know, keep up with us, too, thebigwinradio.com.
Yeah.
You'll see us, and we'll get this out. We're excited. I think it's so cool to hear all these positive growth, you know, growths for Yuma, you know, with community, with your business. And congratulations on another year, Donna.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
All right, and congratulations to you guys as well on another year.
I know, man. We all look like 20 years younger, right? 25
yeah.
years younger.
Yeah, getting younger by the day.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I'm getting skinnier by the day. Don't you even believe one single second of it. And by the time I get to Donna's store, I'm loading up. I'm loading up.
All right.
I want jelly beans. I want licorice.
Black licorice.
Peanut.
If I get some, I will let you know, too.
Peanut brittle.
Oh, my. You know. That's my
you
thing.
Have to get
that's
the
my,
peanut brittle.
Yeah. The peanut brittle. The peanuts. Oh, my gosh.
Don't leave out the fudge.
Or the pickles. You got pickles and salsas.
See,
listen.
I do. I have.
Ooh.
Almost a little grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost.
If you're
going to
put a gift basket together for the Southwest, because you know you can kind of tell we're kind of homesick, right? Just kind of, you know. Well, there's certain food, and there's just the salsa isn't the same. That, you know, I'm just saying, I'm not whining and complaining, but there's things, you know, jalapeno and things, you know. We're in Florida, so I'm doing a lot better right now, you know, and then in a week from now, it'll all change. And it'll be cheese curds or something, which I'm not complaining about those either.
Not at all.
Complaining.
You must be headed north. You must be headed to the north. Midwest
we're,
or whatever.
Well, we're kind of doing a twirl around. You know, it's actually we're going to the land of beer, Asheville, and then Tennessee. But you don't see as much jalapeno kind of thing.
No.
So let you know what I mean. So the Southwest. If you're going to do a gift basket for the holidays as a gift that had Southwest goodies in it, like what would you put in there? And then I'm going to cry after this interview because I want it.
Oh, man, we can definitely do a Southwest gift basket. We have chili mango to die for.
Oh.
Chili pineapple, salsa, hot peanuts, like chili peanuts, jalapeno peanuts. We have jalapeno peanut brittle that we make right at the
That's
store.
That's it.
Not really
right
hot,
there.
But has just that little, you know.
Got the zing.
Yeah, and, you know, we even make jalapeno caramel fudge.
Wow.
People love
no.
it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Want.
It is.
I want.
It is awesome. So, yeah, see, you're missing that Southwest.
And the
soups,
for
sure.
What would you throw in for, like, the
soup? Oh, goodness. You could do a tortilla soup, or you could do an enchilada soup, or you could do a chili.
Why did I ask this?
All of those would, And then, of course, we have the Anasazi beans that make just the best. So, yeah, I could easily build you a Southwest gift basket.
I'm very homesick and I'm hungry. It's dangerous.
It's interesting as we house it when the seasonings across the country change. Like where the last few places, people don't have chili powder. I'm like, how do you cook without chili powder? I'm like at a loss for chili. Yeah, I was like, how do you not have chili powder,
cumin.
And then you have
cumin.
But they do. They have other things that I haven't tried before. So even it's really very interesting. The seasoning changes depending on where you are in the country. What's
it's
in
cumin? No one's having cumin.
That's sort of different than chili powder, though.
Well, no, cumin and oregano are like staples. They should be.
Every home.
Home needs to have chili, cumin, you know,
they don't
and
have
oregano.
Chili powder in the last few homes. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
One has curry, and I'm like, thank you. At least we have that. Yay. So
it is interesting, depending on what state you're in or what part of the state you're in, that the seasonings change. It's interesting. It really is.
Well, when we were up in Maryland, remember the Hummingbird Inn Bed and Breakfast we stayed in? This is in Maryland, right near the Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And he did bacon Oh my gosh, brandied bacon that he marinated overnight in brandy, and I think it was, I'm going to get it wrong, and Old Bay seasoning. And he says, I know it sounds cliche being here that we do this, but wait, you'll try it. And Donna, he put it in these glasses. It came in a glass, like a vase. He would put flowers in a vase with these thick sticks of bacon. And it was the most delicious. And I'm serious. And then I hadn't had Old Bay seasoning, and this is like a classic thing from this region. And it was absolutely delicious. And then my mind goes, now, let's take it to Mexico. Let's go to the Southwest. let's put some chili in there and some jalapenos. And
exactly.
I want to take, you could soak it in tequila or beer. I don't know. I don't know about cooking bacon that well. But all I know is like, ooh, he opened my mind to like, oh, wow. And to keep something that regional flavor, I think that's the beauty of what you've done is you've held on to the roots, because I don't think we would know that peanuts were ever grown in Yuma if it wasn't for the peanut patch. I think it would just be
forgotten.
You're
probably right. Yeah. It would have disappeared and never been talked about.
Yeah.
It was a big part of the industry and an important part. And you think about people's lives. Farming is not easy. And that is a story that shows how uneasy it is, you know? Hats off to you and congratulations and happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll chat with you again real soon.
Okay.
But everyone, thepeanutpatch.com is the website to go to. Keep up with them on Facebook. They really post all their events and what's going on, and will also make you hungry and also give you a lot of good ideas for gifts for the holidays. And you can also call them. Their number is on thepeanutpatch.com. You can call them and place an order if you want to call. If you want to say hi,
definitely,
they will answer the phone and say, hello. They're very cool. They have customer service, so go check them out. Of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air daily now, except for actual holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Day. We're off air because we should all be off air on those days. But everyone, take care, and thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys, and stay safe as you travel.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.